Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, I don't think I need to mention that South Africa's economy is continuing to walk a fiscal tightrope. And now Moody's, the ratings agency, has sounded an alarm, warning that ongoing delays in finalizing a credible budget, coupled with uncertainty around the government of national unity, could derail fiscal consolidation efforts and also trigger deeper instability. This is worrying. And investors are watching markets and they are twitchy. The world is asking, I guess, can South Africa get its act together? Well, let's look at that in broad terms. I'm with economist Dr. Azar Jameen from Econometrics to weigh in on the risks, the rhetoric, and the road ahead. Dr. Jameen, a very warm welcome to you. So a warning like this from Moody's, how serious is it? What do you think is informing it? And are we maybe looking at a potential downgrade scenario?
I don't think at this stage we're looking at a potential downgrade scenario. But certainly there were hopes a little earlier in the year that we might be looking at an upgrade scenario. And these warnings by Moody's certainly dispel the possibility of that taking place. Essentially, investors are getting quite nervous at the impasse that we are seeing in finalizing the 2025-26 budget. And what we are seeing as a result of this is that long-term interest rates keep edging upwards. Interestingly, we are not seeing any weakness in the rand's exchange rate, but part of the reason is because foreign investors have disinvested from the South African bond market substantially in recent years, so any further sales have a proportionately far lesser negative effect. What it does tell you, though, is that local investors, local financial institutions are getting extremely edgy and are reducing their exposure to South Africa's bond market. In other words, making it more difficult for the South African government to borrow money. And that borrowing will now come at an increased cost, which is a pity because it squeezes out the ability to spend vital amounts of money on more critical areas of the economic need where service delivery is required.
So there is both global and local concern, maybe even a loss of patience as far as the indecision around the GNU is concerned. What immediate signals then can this coalition government send to try and halt the uncertainty to stop the worry?
Unfortunately, people are also externally realizing that the only real solution for the South African government is to, and many of the parties other than the ANC within the Government of National Unity, and in fact some outside of the Government of National Unity, calling for, is a clarion call for government to reduce critical areas of expenditure that are regarded as wasteful, and to thereby negate the need to have to raise tax rates such as the rate of VAT or the stealth tax in the form of higher income tax by not adjusting tax brackets upwards. There is no doubt that the world is looking and saying, if you don't actually trim your waist, you are going to be in severe trouble in the longer term. So, and you don't seem to be wanting to cut back on those critical areas of expenditure.
So let's talk about that. That wasteful expenditure iceberg is huge. How can government start meaningfully chipping away at that? Or is it a lot more than just chipping away? You've really got to take a scythe to it.
Unfortunately, I think you do need to take a scythe to it. Clearly, what you don't want to do is slash vital areas of expenditure, such as paying teachers and nurses and doctors and police. But what has been building up for more than a decade now is wasteful expenditure in the form of employing public servants to run bureaucratic units that really don't produce or add much value to the government. In a way, we need to do what Elon Musk has been ordered to do in the United States with his Department of Government Efficiency, except that I suspect that in South Africa's case, there's far more opportunity and scope to actually achieve success in that regard than is the case in the United States.
The problem, of course, is government is unlikely to move on any kind of political appointments, particularly within the civil service. So effectively, that means that the downward trajectory, the concern is going to remain because we are at something of an impasse here.
I think you're right. I think what is needed at the moment is just some, even if it's regarded as minor initially, but some form of recognition on the part of government that it needs to start cutting back on such wasteful expenditure. We seem to be seeing a definite reluctance to even contend with those requests that are being made by a number of other political parties at the moment. And instead, the quid pro quo is that we are seeing an intention to raise the rate of VAT, which is really makes its fire, it's very inflammatory for many of the poorer sections of society who see that as a form of taxation on those who are not even earning income to pay tax on in terms of personal income, and are being obliged to pay tax indirectly through whenever they spend any money that they have.
So finally, Azar, that fire is not quite a blaze or a conflagration yet, but we are fairly close, one imagines, to a tipping point where the ratings agencies could act. If they did, how soon do you think it would be, and what would the immediate fallout be?
I don't think that one should look at the ratings agencies moving immediately. I think it will be a case of waiting to see what happens, but the fallout would be manifested in terms of a further sharp increase in long-term interest rates. In other words, an exacerbation of the rising trend of government debt servicing costs, squeezing out its ability still further to spend on social programs. And secondly, I think ultimately it could result in a weaker currency. Well, and that would in turn lead to a potential rise in inflation that we are hoping would not occur.
Well, that's someone who always calls it as he sees it. The founder, chief economist at Econometrics, Dr. Azar Jameen. Thank you very much indeed. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.